Beginning with our plan, with the weekly portion from the book of the Torah, it is desirable for one to account to himself. In what way do we get up in the morning? What are we thinking about? What are we relating to? How much throughout the day? As we talked yesterday, that we have to try in each and every action, in each and every thought of ours, to prepare ourselves that by this we're giving contentment to the Creator, that I want to delight the Creator each and every moment in whatever I do. And it doesn't matter what my actions are. However, in my thought, I'm constantly thinking in His direction because there is none else besides Him. In the end, He's the only one that I'm dealing with. So I relate to Him, He relates to me, and that way we're entering a connection between us. Later on, it becomes easier for me to aim such a thought through the group, then it's even better. But I should at least aim myself all the time for the benefit of the Creator. Whatever I do, it doesn't matter. I'm walking, sitting, eating, sleeping, working, arranging all kinds of things. Subconsciously, I'm also thinking in the background that I, by this, would like to do good to the Creator, to do good to Him. And this way, we also start.
End quote.
This means that the Creator wants us to attain the whole of creation, everything that He prepared for us. He created in us desires, intentions, thoughts. These are all preparations. But as for the attainment, that we attain the whole of creation as well as Him, that He exists in creation, this attainment is gradual, according to how much we are ready, capable, and how much we invest ourselves. So it turns out that we always attain darkness first, the desire to attain the feeling that we want to attain, however, we're not attaining. That feeling is called, let there be darkness. And then there was evening and there was morning, and then we attain it throughout the day. It's called day. So our whole path, according to the plan of creation, is always darkness and light, darkness and light, in greater and greater portions each time, portions that are deeper. This is how we advance towards the revelation of this entire creation, this whole state that the Creator had prepared for us to begin with. This is why the whole of creation, Briah, is called Bar, from the word outside. On the degree where we exist outside of the Creator, outside of the light, and we always attain from the darkness to the light, from lack of knowledge to knowledge. This is how we advance. And therefore, we have to realize that the entire spiritual process that we go through is only in order to feel that the upper force, the Creator, is lacking, missing in our world, and to discover Him a little bit more, to feel that He's lacking, and a bit more to discover Him. And that way, through such portions, we discover the Creator. The whole of creation is outside of the degree. It's the concealment of the Creator from us. And the entire revelation towards which we're going is, all in all, the revelation of the Creator within us. Within us, meaning inside of our...
זה דבר גדול מה שרבש כותב לנו כאן.
It is a great thing what Rabash writes to us here. He explains that there was evening and there was morning, as it says in the Torah, means that first we have to always feel the evening, darkness, night, lack of understanding, lack of feeling, confusions. But it's not that we don't feel anything. We feel that we do not feel. We understand that we do not understand. That is, that we are in darkness at night. The feeling of night is nevertheless a feeling. It's not a lack of consciousness. It is a feeling. So a person must necessarily, in each and every, with each and everything, he necessarily has to start from not understanding, not feeling, or feeling bad, that he's confused, in sensation and also in understanding. And later on, out of that, one wakes up and one starts to discover everything, what we call the day. And therefore, we need to get used to it, to be happy with the feeling of the darkness, confusions, lack of understanding, lack of feeling. And we don't like these states because it doesn't fulfill our will to receive, our ego. But we have to realize that specifically in the darkness, in the feeling of darkness, we are feeling the empty kelim that are becoming revealed for a new exertion, a new sensation of the day, of bestowal, of connection, the feeling of the Creator. And therefore, we must respect these states of darkness and night no less than the feeling of knowledge and awareness and
In the lesson, do we reach the day?
Well, during the lesson, I constantly want to be tied to the friends and in the connection between us to discover the Creator that needs to fill up our correct connection. If we connect between us in bestowal, the Creator is revealed in this kli. And I try to feel this way. And for sure, this state exists. However, everything depends on my efforts, how much I'm drawn to it, so that the effort to connect with the friends, this is like my degree of bestowal. There we have Timtzu, Masach, or Hozer, the degree of my bestowal from me towards the others, and the others for the time being, is the, that's the friends, until I connect with them. And in this effort of mine, I can already discover with my Hozer, the reflected light, I can discover the Or Yashar, the direct light, the Creator. These states are still not clear. I still cannot measure them precisely and the way that they are established, with which oviyut, coarseness, with which masach, with which intensity of zivug dehaka'ah, accompanying through striking. But nevertheless, I already try as much as possible, just like a little child tries to perform the same actions like the grown-ups. So it works out for him or it doesn't work out for him, but he does whatever he can. And this is how we try to do it until we grow up and we begin to recognize the connection between us, and according to the extent of the connection between us, according to the intensity of the connection between us and the manner of the connection between us, we start to discover the presence of the Creator. That's the work.
What does it mean that Malchut is night?
Well, Malchut is a deficiency, a lack, a will to receive, or the guest, let's say, standing opposite the host, so he doesn't know what to do for the time being, so he tries to arrange himself correctly towards the host. He discovers that he doesn't have vessels of bestowal like the host, and therefore he enters restriction, timtzum, and then he has to search, how can I relate to the host as the host is relating to me? So, for this, I was given the friends. So I relate to the friends in the form of bestowal a little bit, as much as I can. And I see that they are trying to relate to me in such a way. So between us all in all, we are building a corporeal form of bestowal on our level, until we are all able together more and more to establish between us a form of bestowal that already begins to resemble spirituality. And then in it, we start to discover.
Of this complete vessel called day, well, everything we feel personally. It's a personal darkness. The feeling of light is personal if we get there. So how to get there with a collective vessel?
This is the greatest question. For the time being, for sure, each one feels the darkness and the light in a small individual way. We don't yet have the feeling of connection, the feeling of our general kli, general body of the ten. Therefore, it is still considered that we're only in the preparation for the preparation for the spiritual kli. But later on, hopefully we will start to feel the connection between us. Intermittently, hatred and rejection between us, and such states all the time, closeness, distance, closeness, distance, hatred and love, we will have more and more of these states between us. And also actions that are revealed. And accordingly, it will become more practical, more revealed. Accordingly, we will scrutinize these states between us. Connection, disconnection, connection, disconnection, and accordingly, in the connection, we will start to feel the light of the Creator. In the disconnection, we will feel the opposite form, where the Creator does not exist, there is no spirituality, and this way, through ascents and descents, through such falls, the revelations of the klipot, shells, and the revelation of kdusha, sanctity, we will advance. Because it is only possible through these, we can only be in one of these two states, either kdusha or klipa. Let's hope that this way we will already start to realize, to actualize these corrections in practice. For the time being, we're not given to feel such states in practice because we're not yet capable of digesting them correctly. We're not capable of holding them between us in the right way. This means that we don't yet feel that we are in a single boat. We don't feel that we can be in the stormy sea, and therefore we're not given that. We can't advance like that. We need to, as quickly as possible, to detect that we have to feel spirituality in the connection between us, out of the connection between us in the ten. And if we don't have this feeling of connection, then what we feel is just a little bit of spirituality. However, in a personal way, it's not yet true. It's not out of...
Mi pregunta es si me puede recomendar alguna.
My question is, if perhaps you could recommend for us exercises by which we can go deeper into the articles so that they're easier to comprehend.
Yes, you need to speak together about what does it mean, for example, day and night, that it has nothing to do with the days and nights that we have, that we feel in our physical world. as a result of the sun and the moon and the earth that is spinning, etc. But rather, it is a feeling with respect to the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception. It is a feeling with respect to the Creator that is concealed deliberately, and we accept his concealment as something that is good and proper in order for us to advance on our side towards bestowal, that as much as we apply, implement within us the force of bestowal, the darkness becomes light. It is considered that we rise with faith above reason, and then I no longer feel that it is darkness, rather it is light. And this darkness comes specifically in order for me to develop such a feeling out of me towards the Creator, towards bestowal, towards connection, towards giving, that darkness then passes, and I start to feel that it wasn't darkness, it was a state of help from above, in order for me to be able to open up myself, also in seeing during the night, not only seeing during the daily. PT 10.
Describe a state where we don't feel the ten as one vessel, but rather each one feels himself to a small degree. So how do we get there where we feel the whole ten together?
Well, you should do exercises between you throughout the day as much as possible. And whatever Rabash says, I can't briefly repeat everything, go over all of his articles, make a summary out of them on a single page, what is it that we have to do, and later on try to keep that as much as possible. Prepare this as a general collective workshop for all of our groups all over the world, and we'll do it together. I'll be happy to take part in that. You just have to prepare it.
So it's simply from our individual work to continue, and then it will come.
Yes, yes. There's nothing you can do about it. This is a group work where you're searching for the center of the ten, how to detect it, how to arrange it, how to hold on to it more and more, how to reach such pressure between you, so as to be in that single point of connection where you discover that indeed there is a mixture there between your different qualities and thoughts, and you can rise above it to faith above reason, and then you discover the Creator.
Can we tie the exercise you gave us to this? The exercise of giving contentment to the Creator with every action? How can we tie these things together?
Well, this is more suitable for the personal work of a person, that with every movement that he does, he should precede it with the thought that he wants the Creator to enjoy it. That's it. It's very simple. Whatever I do, I want the Creator to enjoy from me, from all of my actions, all of my thoughts, all of my qualities, whatever becomes revealed in me, whatever.
¿Cómo lo puedo hacer para que la noche no sea tan larga?
If in the darkness there is no connection, what can I do for the night not to be so long?
You have to feel the night, for sure. Even it will seem like a second, but you have to feel this, because this is the disconnection between the states. And to quickly make the night into light, it all depends on your environment. How much does it help you to quickly get out of it? Because the day, that's already a connection between us, our participation. And you cannot awaken from the night to the day quickly unless if you have an agreement with the friends and you help each other, what we call that you have arvut between you. because a person truly, when he's in the night, he's disconnected, truly disconnected from spirituality. We don't feel it yet, but soon we will feel that only the connection with the society that awakens in one state of night can awaken him. It's like I go to sleep. When I'm sleeping, how can I wake up? So there is some inner alarm clock within the body, or there is an external alarm clock, or some other things. So in spirituality, I have to prepare my connection with the society so that the society will wake me up. In spirituality, it is almost impossible to wake up by yourself, only if the Creator arranges such a state for you. Therefore, the night and the day, it's very important, and it greatly depends on the relationships in the society.
My friend's asking, how can I aware light inside me without know what is darkness? How can I get these feelings in the group?
אם הבנתי נכון, איך אני יכול לעורר אור בתוכי מבלי להרגיש מה זה לעוד פעם שישאל בבקשה?
אתה לא יכול לעורר את האור בלי שאתה מרגיש את החושך.
You cannot awaken the light without feeling the darkness. Otherwise, you will imagine all sorts of darkness incorrectly. The Creator brings us separation between us. And the feeling of separation between me and the friend, that is what I feel to be darkness. And the feeling of connection between me and the friend, that I feel to be a corrected vessel in which I expect to receive the light. Queens.
Да, доброе утро, дорогой Раф. Сейчас получается так, что именно тьма помогает нам выстроить хисарон к свету.
It turns out that the darkness actually helps us build a deficiency for the light.
Correct, exactly so. The darkness exists so that we will yearn for the light correctly. And until we properly scrutinize the darkness, we will not be able to feel the light. We need to prepare ourselves for the feeling of the light, the sensation of the light, from the darkness.
So the question is, this light existed in potential and then it appeared, or...
The light comes from above. It creates in us the darkness in the whole world, in everyone, in the whole vessel, Kli, of Adam HaRishon. And from that shattered vessel where we begin to feel the darkness, we also begin to feel in the connection between us the light. The light comes when we connect the broken vessels.
Is that the same light that revives the dead?
Correct. Each and every part that is disconnected from the others, it's like a broken body. It is called dead. And if we connect these parts together, we come to...
Hello. I wanted to ask, what does it mean to scrutinize the darkness in the ten? How do we do it correctly in the ten?
As detached, we are not connected to each other correctly. We cannot assemble the Lego pieces together properly, or the puzzle more correctly, for the connection between us to be complete on our small degree. And then we find that if we assemble the puzzle correctly, and assembling the puzzle, that's the work of the night, then in that we begin to discover the image, the painting of our connection, and in that the image of the Creator, the form of bestowal. That's the work at night and the work during the day?
There is common work here by the entire 10, or is that the individual work of each one in relation to the 10?
Work in the 10. The individual personal work of each one in the 10. If it's not in the 10, then it doesn't count.
This means that we, in the 10, talk about it. What are we lacking in order to be more connected? Or does each one think inside of himself, what is he lacking, and he's adding it? And in the 10, we only talk about wholeness, perfection.
This and that both. The main thing is to engage in the work of connection between you. Italy 4.
Sembra che il pensiero di fare felice il creatore si vada ad aggiungere al pensiero di non esistere nulla tranne lui e lo rafforza. Come questo ci aiuta ad andare più veloci nella correzione?
It seems that thinking about giving Creator contentment, delighting the Creator, enjoying the thought that there is none else besides Him, how can this combination help us in accelerating our work in the 10?
That's very nice, what you said, very true. There is none else besides him, good, who does good. All these discernments that we read exist in the Creator. If we want to discover them together, then they help each other. They connect together and they give us the right form, the right way to seek the Creator, to find him, the right way to establish the relations between us, so that he is revealed. The thing is, never forget that it's not a revelation where I look at some image. I myself am painting, assembling that image. I myself am part of the picture, which is called the Creator. Because the Creator is revealed in us, in the right connection between us. It's as though we are pieces of the picture, the parts of this puzzle. And each one of us wants to assemble the Creator, looking for what might it be in the connection between us until we attach ourselves together in such a connection where we get the shape of the Creator, the form of the Creator. And when we find the form of the Creator, that is the true form and the perfect, the whole form. But it's, how to put it, it's a matter of the precision, the resolution we're talking about. It's like when you speak, when you look at a map, you can see things from afar and you can then zoom in so that it's all closer. And that's the matter of the degrees. The more we climb the degrees of the attainment of the Creator, then the scale becomes more and more bigger and magnified, and we in our scrutinies we can feel and integrate with the Creator. It's the inner form which is revealed.
Hi Rob, is hatred the cause of the darkness?
I can't say that, because we begin to love the darkness and we begin to love the hatred. They are inseparable states from the revelation of the Creator, from the revelation of love. You cannot have one without the other. So using the form of hatred and the darkness, we can't always do that, because if for me it's an integral part, then I don't ascribe any negative emotions to that. That is how we reach a world that is entirely good, where there's nothing bad that the Creator created. Nothing exists which is bad. It all exists in order to for things to complete each other.
So I properly use it in the group.
It comes when we want to connect together, then we begin to gradually love. In all of our friends, we begin to love the negative things, so to speak, their weird predilections. Like with our beloved children, we agree and we love everything in them. Until we discover in spirituality that all these things are necessary. There's nothing bad in the world, only good. And it all depends on the degree of our revelation, where we see that all of these inclinations that the Creator created in each one, it's all necessary. And it's for the best. And it completes me, actually, in every way. I begin to discover all sorts of flaws in me. And opposite that, I begin to discover that all the negative things I saw in the others actually complement me, and I need them. And then I begin to discover all the bad things that I had before that appeared as such in the friends as good things. And indeed, when I reach the right work, all the bad becomes good, and all that's negative becomes good. The hatred becomes love entirely. And it's all because I, even egoistically, you can explain it, because it complements me. Where I have a minus, there you have a plus. Wherever I have a plus, there you have the minus. And so I begin to respect and appreciate those things I discover in the friends, whether good things or bad things. I relate to them in an equal manner. It's called love will cover all crimes. That's how it is. It's like with the mother who loves the baby. She takes care of him. She cleans him. She breastfeeds him. She does everything with his body, and it's all her pleasure. Because that's love. Love covers everything. And we are the same in the connection between us.
Rav, in the recent days, we've been talking a lot about giving contentment to the Creator. What is it to give contentment to the Creator?
I don't know. I do not know. But on a personal level, with everything I do, I wanted to give him contentment, regardless of what. I eat, I drink, I sleep, I go to work, I work. It doesn't matter what I do. By that, I constantly want to feel, to have this inner feeling that I'm giving him contentment. That's how it is. Imagine it to yourself.
Yes, but what does it mean to give contentment to a system, to the quality of his soul?
I don't know. Just like that. It's still very vague to me, but I want to cause him comfort, delight from my actions.
But is it a concept or is it a feeling? Should I reach a certain feeling or?
I want to reach the feeling. Yes, that feeling.
How do we hold the arvut in all of the different states of light and darkness?
We want, through the arvut,
obiectivit,
to relate in a useful, objective way to the states of darkness and light, so that both these states will assist us in moving forward, only forward, towards the connection between us and. We can derive many discernments from this. The main thing is that one comes and attests to the other. The feeling of darkness comes and helps us feel what the feeling, to understand what the feeling of day is, and the feeling of day prepares us to better perceive the darkness, detect the darkness. It's not darkness and light as we have in this world. Rather, it is, let's say, connection and disconnection, hatred and love, the existence of the Creator and the lack of the Creator. But the lack of His existence, that means that we feel that we lack the existence of the Creator, meaning that at night, in the darkness, we have the existence of the Creator that has to be revealed after it. But if it isn't revealed, that it brings us a lack for His revelation, His shadow, so to speak. Meaning that the beginning of attainment of the revelation of the Creator and spirituality is where we have the attainment of the Creator and spirituality, but in a negative sense, that it's lacking, we want it, we lack it. And then it's called darkness, night rather. What is night? It's the lack for the day which will follow. And it built in us this yearning for that day. When we attain this true yearning for the proper revelation, meaning in order to bestow through connection and so on, then the night ends and we come to the day. Therefore, the night prepares us for the day. And it's great work that we must do at night in order to be awarded with the light of day. And so the Kabbalists usually would rise at midnight, 12 a.m., midnight. And they would prepare themselves for the day. And only after such preparations were they able to reach a state of day. And it's not that the sun comes or doesn't. It's an inner feeling that they have, where they need to prepare themselves from the middle of the night, from the darkness, for a state where the light of bestowal is revealed, the light of love, according to their vessels which they prepare, and then comes the revelation of the Creator.
Entirely. So my question is, do we create the darkness? There's no such thing as darkness, there's only one light?
There is no darkness. Darkness is only the negation of the light by our ego, meaning that there is restriction, the restriction from, and from the restriction on, the system determines that if there is no equivalence of form, there is no revelation of the Creator, and that is called darkness.
So we create the darkness in what? In our egoistic quality? Is this what creates the darkness?
We don't create the darkness. The darkness was created by the spiritual ladder, bringing to us the feeling of darkness according to our degree, each one, so that we make light out of the darkness. It's not that we have darkness and we have light. We have light. But this light, either it's hidden by our vessels, whereupon it is called darkness, or we correct our vessels and then we come to see the light. But in truth, there is only light. There is no darkness at all in reality. Just look, there is a sea, an ocean of light, and we're in it. And each one, according to the extent to which he's opposite to the light, the will to bestow love, then he feels that he is in the darkness. And to the extent that he connects to the others, working with the qualities of activating the qualities of love and bestowal, then he feels that he is in the light.
So in which state do the darkness and light equalize?
And darkness will shine as light. When you stop feeling that there's darkness in the world, shadows, rather you correct those things in order to bestow, and then everything shines. You yourself are creating the darkness. The darkness is not coming from above.
This is what I was asking. When does a subjectivity in our perception end? Is that in the end of correction or never?
To the extent of your connection with the ten. But all of it disappears completely only at the end of correction. What do you mean? What does it mean, end of correction? When you connect with all the vessels of Adam HaRishon. Meaning all of your intermingling cooperation with the other vessels.
Is it correct to consider that we have to prepare the darkness, the vessels, for the reception of the light?
Oh, hold on, I didn't understand. We, when we are in the dark, we need to prepare ourselves for seeing the light from within the darkness. That we will make such corrections in the darkness that the darkness will turn into light.
No, вот просто ведь как бы тьма это осознанный недостаток света. Это же не просто, что мне.
It's just that the darkness is seemingly a deficiency, a lack of light in our awareness.
Yes.
And this is what we have to scrutinize between us, meaning in the preparation for the lesson. And
you need to locate why are you feeling darkness? What kind of concealment exists between you? And what do you need to add, each one of you, to the connection between you in order to reveal the light? Light and darkness depend on our work. This is what we have to come to. That the darkness will shine as light. Zohar also writes, who are those who are turning darkness to light, bitter to sweet? That's the way it is.
Что значит, что тьма сияет как свет? Не просто свет приходит, а именно тьма сияет.
What does it mean that darkness will shine as light? That it actually shines?
That this darkness that was felt as darkness is now bringing the light, and then darkness and light appear in this double the intensity. We understand why there was darkness, why there is light, how are they complementing one another. By that we are growing each degree. Pitach pamim.
Completamente opposto al superiore. Grado per grado c'è sempre l'elevazione del man.
When the lower one feels himself completely opposite to the upper one, so degree after degree there is the raising of man as a result of that?
Raising of the man, maybe he's saying it correctly. Raising of man is not simply because I'm opposed, rather I want to become equivalent with the upper one. This is raising of man. I'm asking to be in giving like the upper one, in bestowal like the upper one. What am I lacking? I'm lacking that light of bestowal.
Africa. As Odapam.
So again, a servant of the Creator who is not sorry for the public, but feels only his own personal lack. His receptacle for abundance, meaning he's clear that can feel spirituality, is also not greater. He feels a slight deficiency, not even a fulfillment, only a deficiency. that he has nothing. As a result, he'll not be able to receive the collective revelation of godliness in the form of the comfort of the public. The Creator is revealed as the one that wants to bestow upon the public. He can't be revealed in one. There is no volume there, area to reveal the Creator, because he did not prepare a clear to receive the collective discernment, but only his individual discernment. Conversely, one who is sorry for the public, meaning with the public, and now we have a reason to. There's a worldwide pandemic. We're discovering the deficiencies of the public, even corporeally. The public can't be sorry for anything else. But if we are sorry together with them for what they have and for the reason they can't connect, that it's in a state of helplessness, and we do feel where it comes from, that it comes from the Creator, from a deficiency that we want to connect, then we are to blame that the connection doesn't exist, that we're not asking of the Creator to bring the force of connection to the created beings, to everyone, and we are in the middle of that. Like we now learned in part 8 of the study of the Ten Sefirot. The public raises the deficiency. It doesn't know where to raise it to. It's like a baby that's crying, and that's it. It doesn't know who exactly it's crying to. It's crying, it's weeping. But we feel this sorrow, but we can't supply what they're asking for, but we can raise it to the Creator. And there, our sorrow is felt together with the sorrow of the public, and that's why there is a kli. Because it's no longer just us, and it's no longer just them, the public, but it's us together. That's why he says there's a kli. There's a kli that's already conjoined, and then the upper one comes to something that's built of 2 degrees, us and the public, and as a result, it receives a response, and it brings us the forces of connection that we will connect, and that we will also connect the public, and by that, to raise it to the Creator. That's how it works from below upwards and from above downwards. Like we learned in study of the Ten Sefirot, it's the exact same. And then in the world of Atzilut, it becomes even clearer that the collective...
Can I ask a question about explaining to the general public without a point in the heart, according to what we read?
Yes, what do you want to ask?
I think that it's easier to explain, of course, without building a screen.
I don't understand what you mean, as if you know how to build a masach. We are talking about a state that we exist in. We need to feel the sorrow of the entire world, of all of the public. And this sorrow, according to this sorrow, we need to build our own deficiency, that we want to pass on to the entire world the force of correction. It's as if you have an opportunity to bring to the whole world the positive force, the force of fulfillment, health, good, positive relationships, everything, whatever they want, more than what they want, any goodness that they want. You need to be included with the deficiency that you would correct them according to your degree, according to what you understand, that you would bring them to a correction on such a degree, and you can't because you don't have the forces of correction. And then you raise your forces of correction that you lack it, raise it above to the Creator. on this deficiency, the Creator will respond to you. He will respond. Because you're not asking for yourself, but for the public, for the whole world. That's why you are called Israel, Yashar Kel, that you can be aimed at the Creator. And it is your obligation, your responsibility, to bring this completion, this correction to the entire world. If you won't do that, then the Creator rejects you, and the whole world rejects you, until you'll understand that you need to go through to start this correction.
It's clear with respect to us, but for the sake of the explanation, can I say that if a person feels the other as he feels himself, he doesn't come out of the ego, he is remained in his ego. But if he just enters his ego, the sorrow of the others, that's what they have to do?
I don't understand what you're saying. Really, I don't understand. I'm saying it all needs to start from our degree, because we are between the Creator and the created beings. And that is why we need to try and bring to the created beings everything that's possible. And that same deficiency that we cannot give to them, these forces of correction, these forces of fulfillment, everything we describe as being the best for them, this deficiency needs to be raised abovewards. And then you don't raise your own deficiency, and the Creator will respond to that deficiency.
Excuse me. Thank you, Rav. The whole world seems so big, and I feel so powerless. Is it okay to try to practice this concern for the public first in the 10, or must I really try to feel the needs of the entire world right now in this moment?
We still need to be connected to the entire world. Everything that happens in the world, the Creator awakens for me. Even more so, it seems to me that there is a world, that there are many people and they're suffering. It's all my vessels. Only it seems that they're detached from me in order for me to develop within. A desire to connect for the quality of the Creator. And that is why I need to yet be connected to the entire world. You need to feel why the entire world is suffering. And this suffering of the world, this suffering of your relatives, of your friends, all of these things, all in all, you raise above.
How do I arrange the prayer for the Creator when the public suffers so much because I see this state in my eyes? How do I arrange the prayer when they don't suffer but I only see them suffering?
You try to convey to feel the sorrow of the public, not your own, but of the public, and you ask of the Creator to bring correction to the public. And the public today is suffering. And this suffering is a general suffering that it's upon the entire world now. We've never had anything like that. Look where we are today. We are in the true Babylon. Not in some kind of Babylon that there was a small state. And we could break out from there to all directions. No, today the whole world is one Babylon. And we need to feel to the extent that it's suffering and to the extent that we need to bring to him the method of correction. And I hope that the Creator will give us the emotion and the understanding, the reasoning, to be able to go out to them and explain to them what it depends on. And that's our connection, and that it will give them a little more desire, a little more strength. And like that, every time a little more, and we'll reach the state that we'll be able to see a world that is more corrected. And that is because it is us tying all of the world to the Creator. We want to do goodness to those and to those, both to the Creator and to the created beings. That is our role.
The public suffers from health, sustenance, mental grief. We have to translate it to lack of bestowal.
We don't need to translate it, but we need to raise the sorrow of the public as we understand it, without detailing it, without making any, without any intellect, only emotion. PT 23.
We need to go out and explain to the public so we would be integrated in their deficiencies, or so we would bring a solution for their lacks.
We raise the sorrow of the public, and that alone. And we want this sorrow to be mitigated. And that alone.
Дорогой Раф, спасибо.
Dear Rav, thank you, it's clear.
Как получить мат и потом
It's clear how to raise mud, but how to receive mud and then disseminate it.
We'll talk about that tomorrow, but now we need to make sure to how we can be included with the public in order to raise man. That's what we need. So do it with your emotion. Do it through your writing, in all different forms of media, on the networks like you do. To the extent we truly need to connect with our deficiencies, with the public, and to the extent the public needs to connect, because by that, we're either in prayer or even without prayer, it still raises as a deficiency, even without the prayer of the public, and it corrects the world. We need to make sure that the world is corrected. To the extent the world is in suffering, then the Creator is suffering many, many times more, according to His degree. And that is why we need to relate to the suffering of the public and to the suffering of the Creator equally. Otherwise, it isn't considered that we are in bestowal. I want to have better relationships with the Creator, but with the public, it'll work out. That's considered that I'm inserting my ego in between.